Davey, 5 out of 5, going for 6 out of 6 tomorrow, and well, I'm sure anxious to maintain the winning habit.
Yeah, look, things have gone very well, Tom. We're very pleased. You know, played 5 and 1 5, and we couldn't have asked for any more than that. Tomorrow, Cavan away on the 4G of Breffni Park, who are in the same position with 5 out of 5, and I suppose that's the two form teams according to results. So, look, you know, it's not the end of the world tomorrow because we've reached the semi-final, but obviously you'd like to continue the winning habit, as you said.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you've had a couple of tough tests. I suppose Armagh was probably the stiffest one you've had so far, and I know there was a couple of other games as well, maybe where it took you a little while to get out of the blocks. But, you know, you're facing a good challenge tomorrow, on paper at least.
Well, that's right, Tom. And in fact, you know, even their Armagh game, it was the first game of the league for both teams, so it's very hard to read anything into that. You know, players missing and I suppose players trying to get up to speed. Yeah, look, the results in between time have been very favourable, and we're racking up big scores. Tomorrow certainly now is a different test, a different challenge. We were fortunate enough to see Cavan earlier this year now, and they're well organised now. I would have been very impressed today. I've seen them. They're a young team and they move the ball well, you know. Physically, they wouldn't be that strong, but, you know, they have speed, you know, abounding throughout the team.
Yeah.
They won the All-Ireland in the media 2 years ago and stepped up. Last year was very much a transition year for them, but there's a guy in from Dublin, Conor Barry, managing this year now, and he had previously managed the Dublin Miners, and he seems to have done a good job. You know, I've been chatting to him, and he's big into his football now, to be fair to him.
And in terms of your own team, have you got everybody? I know you've had your injury worries and woes and people involved in college and studies and one thing and another.
Yeah, and in fact, some of the girls didn't make it down last night for training because some of them actually had exams today. Two of the girls had exams today. The only absentee you have this weekend is Shannon McGrady. She's doing teacher training in Dublin. She's actually in the Gaeltacht for 2 weeks and down in West Galway, so there was no way of getting her there and back. But other than that, I have a full deck, and I suppose the positive spin is Yvonne McMonagall's back from Australia now, and she'll slot straight into the panel and travel with us tomorrow.
Yeah, things really looking up. And in terms of Geraldine McLaughlin, what's the timescale, and Kate Keeney?
Geraldine is 3 weeks done now since the operation, and she was actually training on Wednesday night, and she's just done a very, very light jog, no more than that. But I know she's doing a lot of work on the bike, and she's swimming away, so maybe, you know, hopefully maybe the next 3 to 4 weeks should see her, you know, up to speed and available for selection. But look, as I said before, Tom, we'll not rush the girl. You know, she's only two knees and she needs to look after them.
Yeah. And in terms of Kate?
Kate looks as though she's probably not going to be available for the league. That's just nature's taking its course, and it's a little bit slower than we would have hoped or anticipated, as would Kate. It looks like she'll not be available for the league campaign, or certainly maybe towards the latter end of it at best. So look, what we'd be focusing on now is just getting her right for championship in June, you know.
And in many ways, tomorrow's game is a dead rubber when it comes to the league, other than maybe if you maintain your top position, it determines who you play in the semi-finals. Is there a temptation maybe to experiment a little bit from now on?
I think there is, Tom. I think we have to see different players, and we have to see players in different positions. So, look, ultimately, we'd like to win tomorrow and win the remaining game, but we've taken the decision as a management team. We will try a few bits and pieces over the course of the next two games, you know, because they're competitive games, and whatever that brings, it brings. But I think that's only right to do that at the minute.
Mm. But happy in the knowledge going into tomorrow's game that you're already one game away from a national final.
That's it, Tom. And, you know, it looks like it's going to pan out with Cavan, Donegal, Armagh and Westmeath. We still have to play Cavan and Westmeath. From the perspective of the semi-final, there'll be no easy game. So, look, who knows, maybe tomorrow's a bit of a dress rehearsal, or Westmeath might be a bit of a dress rehearsal. But, no, look, there'll be no easy games. We're in the semi-final, and we'll take whoever we face.